Kevin Amos's show or the Light Brigade, because the shows are 6 hours long. So whenever you turn the radio on, they seem to be on. There you go. But yeah, this is a fun station. We won. What do we win? The Lesser Pittsburgh Media Award. And we just won this last October. The Lesser Pittsburgh. We wanted the Greater Pittsburgh Award, but the Greater Pittsburgh Award wasn't available, so we got the Lesser Pittsburgh. And the Lesser Pittsburgh's pretty cool. Like, Lesser Pittsburgh's like McKeesport to Cranberry. It's that section is Lesser Pittsburgh. It's the people that say they're from Pittsburgh that are from Pittsburgh. Nope. Where are you from? Pittsburgh? Oh, really? Where at? Cranberry? Well, that's not Pittsburgh. That's Cranberry. Where are you from? Pittsburgh. Where at in Pittsburgh? McKeesport. Did you say McKeesport? Did you say McKeesport? That used to be a gag that Lily Tomlin used to do about being from East McKeesport. That was her gag. She always said she was from East McKeesport. I could be doing some valuable stuff with your time. See, once again, wasting all of these valuable seconds and time. And that's a good thing. Because if you can't waste time, what are we supposed to do with this anyhow? What are we supposed to do with all this time? Sure, they say life is short, but what are you supposed to do with it? Oh, you're supposed to work. Really? Who says so? Well, it says so in this book, you're supposed to work. Oh, man. Since when? Well, you have to be a productive member of society or the thing will crumble like a house of cards. You mean it'll collapse like a house of cards? It'll crumble like a cookie because cookies crumble and house of cards collapse. We all have to do our part in maintaining this fantasy. We all have to do our part in propping up this computer generated simulation. We all have to do our part. Or all this wonderful convenience and leisure collapses around us. So we have to pretty much be like a Sisyphus. That's right. You know about Sisyphus. He'd roll his balls up the hill and they come back down again. Good old Sisyphus. All right, we're going to get back into seconds because seconds are, it is like actually like literally 10 seconds before 11 o'clock and you know where your brain is. It's with Zombo right here. And we're going to be doing minutes and seconds this week. And then next week, we're going to be doing hours, songs with all of that in the title because 60 seconds till sunrise verb. Zombo where? Yeah. You know, I knew this song was going to stink the minute I saw the title of the band. It's called Avoid One Thing. I knew it was going to be one of these kind of bands that has that same, this on the guitar. That over-distorted guitar that's just so hackneyed. And then the guy that kind of sings like he's in pain. You know, like somebody's pinching him while he's singing. Yeah, I knew this song was going to blow. Yeah, I knew it. See, sometimes I can tell. Sometimes I can be psychotic about things. And I can tell the future. But that I just knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Yeah. But I went ahead and did it anyhow. So here's something you might know. It's the Jefferson Hair Pie with 3/5 of a mile in something seconds. Zombo in your brain. More seconds. Go with that 3/5 of a mile in a minute by the Jefferson Hair Pie. And, you know, playing in the background is a request, which is wonderful. John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds. A request from a listener. They wanted John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds. And we're playing that in the background. We hope you like that. It is a toe tapper. I'm actually going to put that in. To the just to see if anybody catches that, I am going to put that into the database. I'm going to put that into the data. I wonder if that comes up as a song that actually somebody played on this radio. So what you can do is I can go in to the database, and John Cage comes up, and I want to put that in and see if that was ever played on this radio station. 4 minutes, 33 seconds. No, it has not. Now it has, and it's going to be a request. This is just our little thing, because it is an FCC violation to broadcast over 30 seconds of silence. I don't know if you know that or not, but I used to be at a radio station in Akron, the WAPS. And if there was more than 30 seconds of silence on the radio, they had it made where it would set off these alarms. And like, it would go, that they had more than 30 seconds of silence. And that John Cage tune's pretty awesome. There's the other thing John Cage did. I would have loved to have met this guy. He just isn't a real joker. He did one, and actually John Cale actually played it. It was this one piece of music that was like, you know, it was like, what, 8 hours long or something. It just kept repeating this thing over and over, and it was 8 hours long. And John Cale actually played it. And there was a TV show, What's My Line or something. And they'd bring like people who did like interviews, like, I saw Abraham Lincoln get shot. Really? Yeah, I was 3 years old when Abraham Lincoln got shot. And you're like this ancient old dude telling people that you were 3 years old at the Ford Theater when Lincoln got shot. So that kind of thing. They had one guy who actually sat through, I forgot how long that piece of music was, but he actually was like, he sat through the entire piece while John Cale played it. So pretty neat. But that 4 minutes and 33 seconds, man, should have been a hit. Should have been a hit. So there you be with that. So I put that in as a request. So that is wonderful, because it is all stuff about time today. And I don't know if this is your computer simulation or my computer simulation or some kind of solipsism, but who is in charge here? Who is in charge here? Who's making all this stuff? Who makes it National Black Cat Day? Who makes it National Pizza Day? What is this force out there that is doing this that we have no control of? Who's making us turn our clocks back an hour? Who is doing this? And it's probably, it's not the Illuminati. There's something above Illuminati. It's like from 2001 Space Odyssey, where it's like this energy thing. It's this energy. It's an advanced society that just got, they discorporated their bodies and they became pure energy, like the song by the Information Society. Yeah. And see, they wouldn't even bother with that. They got other things to do besides tinker with us mere mortals. No, I think there's some kind of practical joke going on here that nobody gets. It's kind of like this show. It's kind of the life is like this show is like a microcosm of how amazingly confusing and chaotic this thing we call life is. It is. Okay. Oh, we're getting to the end of the 4 minutes and 33 seconds song. Okay, gotta play some other music. Needless to say, we're just hanging out. We're hanging out, just biding our time, just doing a thing, and playing songs all about minutes and seconds, just because we can. Here's a request, 17 seconds. It is The Cure, but it's a version done by the Cowboy Junkies. And you're listening to Zombo playing, wait a minute, oh, 4 minutes and 33 seconds started over again. Yeah, I got to go over to the CD player and shut it off before I play this next thing, because I don't want to make a mashup. Maybe I'll do a mashup. John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds with 17 seconds by the Cowboy Junkies. Zombo in your brain. We'll be right back. It says it's 10 Seconds to Heaven by The Ventures, but you may recognize that melody as the Philadelphian Dance number 4 by Borodin. A lot of today's popular songs are taken from the old masters. The good old Philadelphian Dance number 4 by Borodin. But they added a maraca. Thank you.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 11 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 7 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock tonight. 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
There you go. That was a nice little thing. That was Bill Haley in the comments doing rock around the clock in 23 seconds. In front of that We heard Split Second Feeling by Cabaret Voltaire. That was a nice tune. The Almighty Defenders with 30 Second Air Blast. And The Ventures, 10 Seconds to Heaven, which is actually the Paula Debsian dance number 4 by Borodin. You may remember that melody, A Stranger in Paradise. Yeah, you might, but you probably don't. Just me. It's just me. And the set began by request. The Cowboy Junkies doing The Cure, 17 seconds. Oh, and also by request before that, John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds. There's a Zombo right here. Ah, man, can you believe it is 11 something or other. It's 11 something or other. Whew, I should tell you something important. There's just nothing important here. I mean, this is just the same thing. Oh, how many do I got to drill these into your head every week? You think we'd have like one? Let me go see if I can find something new. Because I think they gave us some new stuff. Let's see if there's a new one here. There's one on vaping. No, that's going to seem real passe when people are listening to the show 150 years from now. And they go, what's vaping? What's he going on about vaping? I want to hear more about Old Economy Village. That place must have been kicking. Okay, this sounds like a laugh riot. This is about migraines in school. Let's see what we got here. Migraines at school. And we're waiting this to open up, because right now this is like one of these modern ones. I have zero patience. Sorry. Oh, there it is, finally. Okay, there it is. Those headaches and stummy aches. See, it's not stomach ache. It's a stummy ache. Let me go in there and fix that. I bet I can fix this. Yeah, oh, this is awesome. I can actually edit this PDF, and I'm going to make other DJs say stummy aches, see if anybody gets it, because it says it's a stummy ache, not a stomach ache. Nobody gets a stomach ache. Oh, yeah, I got a stummy ache. You know, there's headaches and stummy aches. That's hilarious. I can't wait for the rest of these guys to read stummy aches. Your child gets maybe a migraine, but chances are they're just faking it. They say migraines at school can help. Learn more about migraines at school. Now, come on. Who hasn't faked a stomach ache? Nobody. Everybody? You? Just me and you? That's it? I got a headache. I can't go to school. In the old days, they say get your ass out of bed, get those bones moving, and that headache will go away. Or if you got a stomach ache, they still didn't believe you. So what you did is you put your fingers down your throat and you threw up your breakfast. Ah, he must be. That was the true test. If you had a stomach ache, is if you vomited, especially like, you know, and you purposely did not make it to the bathroom and you actually vomited on the floor and you're quote unquote too sick to clean it up. So mom or dad, or the dog would probably clean it up, cleaning up your stomach ache. And then they go, oh, okay, here is some ginger ale, an orange. And you can watch mommy's soap. You can watch mom's stories with me all day. And you're watching like One Life to Live or The Price is Right. Then there you go. That was your TV thing. So you'd almost rather go to school than watch One Day at a Time and then The Price is Right and have orange. And that's a bad thing after you threw up, because the orange is to get the taste out of your mouth. But nothing worse than like a puke-tinged orange. It's like when you brush your teeth in the morning and then you eat an orange. It's just like your mouth does not like that stuff at all. Your mouth goes, nah, this is wrong on every level. That's it's the puke orange. When you're given the orange after you puke, yeah, that doesn't help things. That's just keeping your friends and your mom and your dad and the rest of your family from smelling your puke breath. The only one that likes your puke breath is your dog. Doggies love puke breath. Man, oh man, the Shevets, do they like that stuff. So there, it says the thing back to this PSA. You can learn about migraines at school, okay? Every child deserves a chance to flourish in school. And there's the Coalition for Headaches and Migraine Patients. So, okay, here, what's the thing? It says, what? Okay, it says, sometimes your child sometimes gets headaches, stomach aches when they aren't sick. How about they just don't want to be indoctrinated in school? How about the school is making them sick? How about all this indoctrination and all this intellectual bullying that they get at school? Maybe that's giving them the migraines and the stomach aches. You know, you're crushing their individuality. You're crushing them. That hurts. If you ever had your individuality crushed, you know how painful that can be. Yeah, going to school, being pressed into a form, putting into a pigeonhole. Don't tell me that doesn't hurt the kid. Don't tell me that doesn't give him a stomach ache or a headache. You know, having to not only conform, but just how to just basically lose all of their intellectual curiosity because they talk too much and they're asking too many questions, or they're doodling and they're being artistic. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. So that's the, you got to get to the root. You got to get to the root of why these kids have headaches and stomach aches. You know, it is school, and homeschooling's even worse. That's even worse because you got your parents teaching you, man. And you know you're not going to learn anything when your parents teach you something, you know, unless it's something handy, like your dad saying, hey, you want to help me fix this electrical box here? Just put your finger here and stand in this puddle and help daddy. That kind of thing. Or your mom. Hey, you want to help me make toast? Can you go get that out of the bathtub, please? That kind of thing. That kind of valuable life lesson is the only homeschooling you need. If you think your parents are even remotely equipped to teach you anything, that's why they're your parents. That's why they didn't really amount to much, you know, because they had kids and they weren't able to achieve their full potential. I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender. But now I'm in Palookaville. And that's why they have a kid. Because they have a kid and they hope that kid doesn't end up in Palookaville. They hope that kid kind of goes, oh my gosh, that kid went on Broadway. My kid, I always wanted to be on Broadway. And now my kid's on Broadway. Yeah, he's on Broadway and Main Street. He's got to stop hustling. That kind of thing. How did I even get to, oh, stomach aches, that's why. So that's the thing. That's why children get sick. That's why they have stomach aches and migraine headaches. It's because you're crushing their soul. You're crushing their spirit, just like yours was crushed, just like you got it. Yeah, there you go. There you go with that. It's so nice to step out of that. It's so nice to step out of that. What do I got here? You want some more music? You want some more music? You do, don't you? And then, I don't know, ran out of poignant, profound things to say. How about that? All right, let's play some more music. Alien Sex Me. You should see, I just play music just in between rants. You know, just like, okay, let me play this and let me think of some things that might change the world, that might people to get them to think outside of the cage that they're in. Get out of that damn cage. Get out of that John Cage, because it's a quiet place. It's 4 minutes and 33 seconds long. Seconds to Nowhere, Alien Sex Fiend Zomba. Where? In your brain. And you better not have a damn migraine from the show either. Or a stomach ache. Boring. That's 7 seconds to Nowhere by Alien Sex Fiend. I expected a lot more than that. Coming up next, 7 seconds by Nina Cherry. I think it's pronounced Nina or Nini or Nina Nananu. Why don't everybody name their kids normal names anymore? What's your kid's name? Oh, my kid's name is Trip. Trip? You didn't name Trip? What's your other kid's name? Oh, that's Packer. Packer? Your kid's name's Packer? What's your other kid? Oh, it's Parker. Parker and Packer? You know, you're just asking for these kids to get picked on the rest of their life. Think how Nini felt when Nini, I think it's Nini or Nina Nini, Cherry, Nina Cherry. Is it Nina? Because I always heard Nina Cherry. But then you look at the spelling, it's N-E-H-N-E-H. And to me, that's Nini. That's not Nina. That'd be N-E-N-A. So it's like Nini. And I don't know if you can get too far in show business with a name like Nini. And that's why it's probably Nina Cherry. But it's crazy. So there was that whole phase. There was the whole Cody and Jason, and there was that whole phase of. I wonder what the most popular name is. Let's go ask the great oracle of Google. What is the most popular name? What is the most popular children's name? Most popular baby name. Let's see if I can find this. Popular baby name. Most popular baby name. Baby name. Most popular baby name in 2023 for the girls, Mateo. For the boys, Mateo and Liam. Mateo, Liam, and Noah are the most popular boy names. Noah, Liam, and Mateo. For the girls, it's Khaleesi. Nini, Khaleesa and Nini. Oh, who would have thunk it? And Emma. It's just an M and an for the girls. So those are the most popular baby names. Here's the most popular. Wow, these are some really bad ones. These are the top 1,000 baby names in 2023. Well, Noah's up there again. Liam's number one. Liam, who in the right man got named to get Liam? That's just on Liam. Liam. That's the kind of thing, because kids will make fun of a name just by the way it sounds. Heaven forbid you name your kid Edna. Yeah, because there's no Ednas in there. The one names you'll never see up there. The least popular baby names. Kia. That's why they name after in a car. Oh, it's Kaya. Kia. Kai. For a girl. Jaden. Oh, please. Nova is number seven. Naming your kid Nova. Ari. Remy. Maeve. Maeve. And Finn. Man, you're just asking these kids to get their ass kicked on a daily basis with these names. And you know what they're going to say? I got a headache. I can't go to school. I got a stomach ache. Get in the car, Liam. You're going to school. You're going to school, Liam. Get in there with Noah. And Nini. 7 seconds. Nini Cherry. Zombo in your brain.
ce mă recon umilă culor, unchi se sper, păcută santima de raschi foc, dezesper, ce vă lega mă uve, des ami pur parle de l'urpen, de l'urjua cu filofi, de se foci le divis pa, change.
kind of awesome. So I still have 2 hours and 15 minutes of songs about seconds and minutes to go, and only an hour 15. So I might actually extend the minutes in the next week. Today's show's all going to be about seconds. So we did it. This is 7 Seconds to Perfection by the Troublemakers. We heard Seconds by Human League and Nina Cherry. 7 Seconds featuring Liam and his brother Steak'em. That's right, Liam and Steak'em. We heard some other stuff there. But anyhow, I got to tell you, there's some excellent things going on. First off, this weekend is the Great Yinzer Tailgate. That's right. The Great Yinzer Tailgate Party at South Point out near Cannonsburg. Okay. That is happening. That's going to be all day Saturday. That is going to be fantastic because it is all the best things in Pittsburgh. Like the best food. They're having the Racing Pierogies there. They're having John the Angel and the Halos there. Polka Maniacs are playing at 1 o'clock. It is going to be a great party. The Great Yinzer Tailgate happening this Saturday at South Point. So that is going to be a dilly-mo. And Wednesday, November 8th at 7:30 at the coolest place around, Bottle Rocket, up on Arlington Street. It's in the Allentown area of Pittsburgh. Some people say Allentown, and they think it's out near, but Allentown's a new, pretty hip area. It's up near, like, Mount Oliver. It's above the south side. So there you go. Anyhow, Bottle Rocket is having a great show. The Letterman and Simpsons writer, Steve Young, has got this thing where, and I actually play some of this, these hilarious corporate musical theater things that are done on film, like as promotion. Like songs about bathtubs and electricity and Kellogg's cornflakes and all this. So it's great. It's the secret world of kind of like propaganda through like pseudo musical Broadway stuff. It's called The Bathrooms Are Coming. He did a film called The Bathrooms Are Coming, and you'll definitely want to check that out. He's going to be showing clips of the films. He's going to be showing all this crazy. Ephemeral films from mostly 60s and 70s. So it's a real nice throwback. So it is going to be a lot of fun. So it's these industrial music, and you think industrial, but we're thinking industrial like industry that makes stuff. And it is just really funny. So there you go. That is happening Wednesday, November 8th. Steve will be there in person. That's the cool thing. He's going to be there presenting clips. So it's not just going to show a film and hang out. He's going to be there. He's going to be showing stuff. He is a writer. He actually did Dave Letterman's record collection, if you remember that. And a lot of his records were a great comedy bit on that show. And his documentary called Bathtubs Over Broadway is actually, I think it's on like Netflix or Amazon now. But anyway, he's going to be showing stuff that probably wasn't in that film. He's going to be showing all the kinds of crazy stuff that you're going to really want to poop somebody's pants over. So that is this coming Wednesday, November 8th at 7:30 at Bottle Rocket. How you bums doing? We're having a time, aren't we, Liam? Yeah. Liam and Steak'em are here with me now. Seconds Too Late. Another Cabaret Voltaire tune. Mm-hmm. All songs about seconds. So the rest of the show is so awesome. And then what I'll do next week is I'll start with minutes. And I haven't got, I'm surprised I don't have as much songs as minutes as I do as seconds. Minutes were harder than seconds. It's just what happened. That's right. Cabaret Voltaire. Seconds Too Late. Here we go. In your brain. Ah, Groovy Spacey number there. Seconds too late, Cabaretville Devil. Hey! What else is happening? Wow, I can't believe November's off to such a wild festive start. It's Keegan's birthday. It's Keegan's birthday today. So everybody go to Keegan's birthday party. That's right. Figure out where it's at and then go. It's Keegan's birthday party today. So there. How about that? Simple Minds. 30 seconds of frame, Zombo in your brain.
second or forever. I thought of the sea and a white yacht drifting. In the ninth second or forever, I thought of a leaf, a stone, the plastic fragment of a child's toy. In the eighth second or forever, I remembered a warm room where voices played. In the seventh second or forever,